MLS Aces episode 143. This is your host, Tom Sweezy. This is the most makeshift thing I think I've done since like episode like 5 of this podcast, but I'm joined with two non-makeshift guys, two high-class quality guys. First, he was with me last week, Uncle Sam Nelson. Sam, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, it's been a good solid week. You know, in quarantine, I got HBO and I'm watching The Wire. Ooh. To get through this pandemic.
Okay, so you're doing the Baltimore thing.
I'm doing the Baltimore thing, and it's funny. They're like saying stuff, like they're talking about a street there, and I it's sad. I literally lived off of one of the streets in West Baltimore that they're talking about.
You're like, I know that shit.
It's like, oh, I didn't realize it was so bad when I lived there. Edmondson Avenue, you are my home.
Well, I'm glad that you're figuring out ways to get through this. Next, we got Timber Jason Devang. How you doing, bud?
You can't introduce me like that.
Yo, Timber, you got a shout out.
I know, that was huge. I was pretty proud of that. Yeah, someone said I was pretty funny. I definitely rode that high. I'm still riding that high. So.
Yeah, so I think the person's name is, I have it right here, Madman56. Which I don't know.
Mad man, I like it. Thank you.
I don't know who's. It's also like 5, like apostrophe 6. So this person's definitely 5'6". So.
Oh, I like that height. So
are either of you 5'6"?
I'm like 5'7".
All right, so Jason, you definitely wrote this review about yourself.
But it says Madman 5'6".
It was a 5-star review. So, by the way, if you want to leave one of those, highly appreciated. 4 or 5 stars, I'll take. I'm up there. Just throw them up there. If you want to leave a 1-star review, just don't. You know, listen to your mom. And if you have something bad to say, just don't say it at all. But Madman56 said, Timber Jason is hilarious. Love the podcast. We'll be staying tuned all MLS season long. Which, I don't know if that's a shot because there's no MLS season, but it's fine. Whatever.
It was written before the MLS season was canceled, though, wasn't it?
Not canceled, but
postponed. So.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know when the season was postponed at this point. I'm going insane.
It was only like 2 weeks ago, too. That's the weird thing.
Nah, that was like 2 months ago. What are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
We got a little tease of fucking MLS soccer. That's all it was.
Wait. I have something that I noticed. So, it was Inter Miami that tweeted out like, oh, we're social distancing, and just like totally threw DC United under the bus with that move. I saw you guys commenting on it. That's why I'm bringing it up, because DC United then responded and was like, yeah, it looks like you're social distancing at the bottom of the table or some shit. But like, it's a 2-week table. Like, how, like, I don't think that's that bad of a comeback. Like, that's
no, they said combat. You're social distancing yourself from wins.
Yeah, from the win column, which that's a shot.
Like, it's that still 2 weeks in.
And you shut your goddamn mouth, Jason. We are going for any content we can get.
There should, I think, like with a little more thought, something else could have been done. Something better.
Let me have this, Jason. DC liked my response. I'm letting this go.
I mean, you guys definitely came out on top in the whole situation. I just feel like it was, you know, like. If you could have had a 10 being, like, the best comeback, that was maybe, like, a 6.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care where DC came out. I don't care if Inter Miami came out. Sam, we both got likes in our responses, so that's we came out on top.
I think we earned that.
The MLS Aces brand came out on top.
Take that any day.
The league is respecting us, you know, more than San Jose ever did.
Well, the league's respecting you too. Still, I checked that article like every day. Yeah. Still getting nothing.
Still disrespecting you.
Still getting nothing.
I don't even like who writes that. How could they even put that with?
They clearly never listened to us.
Well, they had to have
someone like, had
read
to listen
something
to something
about the podcast.
Yeah. So there is an email on there. It's an email, and I just have been too lazy to do it. But I'm gonna email soon.
You got an email.
I'm just gonna be like, yo, like. Like Jason and Sam, great dudes. They contribute a lot. Hey, I don't do all the work. Like, if I had to break it up, like, I'd probably do like 55. I'll take that.
I don't know about that.
I think that's a bit of a low point, but that's fine. Seriously, I'll take the credit.
Jason, who's recording this episode tonight?
That would be me.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Yeah, but that's like once in a
while. I got you on that one.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to see myself out. See ya.
I have to read off our two sponsors for this week's episode. So I'm going to do that now, guys, so I don't forget at the end when I'm a little drunk. But thank you to the sponsors, Roughneck Scarves and Icarus FC. So first of all, Roughneck Scarves, I have to thank them. They're the official scarf supplier for MLS, USL, US Soccer, and I guess MLS Aces as well. So you can get your custom scarves for you, your group, your team, or, you know, maybe like you want to get, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend a little quarantine gift. That's fine. Go to roughneckscarves.com. Check out all the fantastic scarves they have there. And if you guys also want to get me like another quarantine gift, maybe like a custom jersey, and you're tired of the same old uniforms and cookie cutter templates from Nike and Adidas, you can look for something completely unique, completely custom for your youth club. Yeah, like I said, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your Sunday league squad, an adult, maybe even a pro team. I don't know who's listening. Icarus FC, they can help you out and create your custom kit. A kit of your dreams at an affordable price. So let them help you design your new custom kit today at IcarusFC.com. So thank you to Roughneck Scarves and Icarus FC. Fellas, just doing a quick little pandemic check. Is there any updates on anything? I mean, Jason, I got an update from Sam last week, but Jason, how have you been passing time during this pandemic quarantine?
Well, I got three roommates plus me. And we just kind of fuck around. Like, like we have like our work days and stuff, and we have to still work. But we've watched like a shitload of TV, and we watched like, have you guys seen the show Lego Masters?
No.
I never got into it, but I never really.
But the dudes from Blades of Glory host it. I know that.
Yeah.
And from yeah, it's Will.
Dude, is that where you know him from? You're like, yeah, yeah. The guy from Blades.
Yo, Blades of Glory, fucking legit movie. Okay.
He's also like Batman in the Lego movie.
Lego Batman.
No, I have never seen Lego.
He's
Batman.
He's BoJack Horseman.
Never seen that either.
That show's a little messed up.
That show's dark, man.
You know Alexis Guerrero from the Cooligans is a voice on BoJack Horseman?
Yeah, I know. I have to look at which characters he was. I think he had like three or four.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
All right. You're watching some shit, Jason, over there. That's fine. You're watching some dark shit. I see where you're at.
No, I'm not watching that anymore.
You're watching BoJack Horseman and Lego Masters?
I could not watch BoJack Horseman during a quarantine.
During the quarantine.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. I'm never going to watch that then. That's my raving review of that. So kind of the things I just wanted to clean up before we get into what we're talking about today. Social media. Hi, MLS Aces. Go to Twitter, at MLS Aces. Instagram, MLS underscore Aces. Jason, you are at Jason B. Vang. Sam, at... Uncle, yeah, pretty simple compared to this one. Sam,
show off.
At Uncle underscore Sam XIII. I'm gonna throw my personal one out there now because I guess I need to throw it out there for people to recognize me on MLSsoccer.com. I'm at Tom Sweeze. That's all it is. It's my name, just without the Y at the end.
What a name!
Yeah,
that's
my
name. Two E's naturally. Oh, I guess it makes sense. Otherwise, it'd be Swezzy.
It's Tom Swezzy.
From now on.
I mean, like, in high school, I got a lot of nicknames. I got, like, Swiss Beats shit. You know, like, I got, like, Lil Wayne
shit. I really,
shit,
like,
so.
What if MLS.com puts you on there, but they spell it Swezzy?
It's just Tom Swezzy. That's all it is.
No,
honestly,
it's Tom Swezzy.
It's Tom Swezzy. They listen to this one section, and they're like, oh, sorry, and then they just put that.
They're like, oh, oops.
I'm on my mind.
I would go nuts on Twitter, man. I would go hard. Also, if you guys want to learn a little bit more about us, what we do, MLSaces.com is the spot to go. So let's get into what we're going to talk about episode 143. I think this was last week during the quarantine. I was watching some Extra Time on YouTube, and Extra Time came up with this fantasy challenge. It's like pretty much creating a brand new expansion fantasy spot. So location, team name, logo, coaching staff, why'd you pick this location, supporters group, culture, all that. They came up with all of that, right? Some people a little bit more in depth than others, and I think that you're going to see that theme in this episode as well.
Oh, you do.
Threw us right under the bus early, I see.
Hey, I'm expecting some depth from one person of the two of you, and I'm not going to say who. I want to see if I'm right at the end.
Wait, so, what do you mean? Oh, you're expecting...
I think one of you...
you're going to do better than me.
No, did not say that. I did not say that.
So, you think Sam's going to do better than me?
I think you're going to do better than me.
What are you saying? Either, Jason. We can't start until we understand. Real,
the listeners are going to be like, so, this cop Swez. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I never do. I'm going to be honest. I never do.
No wonder they didn't put you on the website.
All right, we can cut out Jason right now.
That was a better comeback than DC United on that post. I'll be honest.
Yeah, but that doesn't take much. That's me honest.
But
it's just like, meh.
So Sam, Jason, and myself, we took that fantasy expansion idea, and we're gonna roll with it and do it on this week's episode. So thank you, Extra Time, for the inspiration, but we're just gonna do it this much better because we curse during ours. Better. I don't know if that makes it better, but in my head it does.
If you're like a small baby, you probably wouldn't think so.
Yeah, if you're a small baby, don't listen to this podcast.
I'll tell my daughter not to pay attention, I promise.
Cover her ears.
She's actually crying in the bedroom right now. You can hear her kind of. Like, in the distance, you just hear,
shit. Yeah, see? She's agreeing. She's agreeing. We're not
my wife is a hero right now for letting me do this.
Our podcast has, like, a disclaimer. It's, like, ages 5+.
Jeez. All right. Don't let Jason
watch my daughter when she's 5.
We'll get started so Sam can get back to his daughter. So pretty much all of us came up with a brand new expansion team, team name. I don't know how much depth they went into, but this is the depth I went into.
All I
logo.
Have
is That's all you got? Okay. So, I mean, logo. Jersey, color design, stadium, supporters group, culture, anything else, and obviously maybe some MLS guys or DPs you might want to see on the team. So, Jason, I'm going to toss this to you first since you agreed to go first. It's a lot of pressure.
I'm not that pressurized.
Let's hear – pressurized, ooh. Let's hear your team name, and you can just kind of give us what you got, man.
All right.
Show me what you got.
Are you ready?
Not at all.
No,
we're just not gonna start.
I'm ready.
No. Okay, so my team is named the Tucson Sentinel.
Okay.
I was honestly
thinking where Tucson was for a hot second. Okay.
Tucson, Arizona.
I think part of my decision here for Tucson was like in that region, like the Southwest, there's not a whole lot of teams outside of the LA teams and some of the Texas teams, but most of those Texas teams aren't on like the western side of Texas, and Texas is huge. So I was like, you know what, we need something in here. Like,
can I just toss an issue that I'm thinking of right away?
Oh, it's hot. I mean,
you have probably the most successful USL franchise in Phoenix Rising, right there.
Yeah,
that's not in Tucson.
I mean, they also have a USL League One team underneath them, Tucson. Yeah,
FC Tucson.
Never heard of them.
Hey, a little competition is a good thing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, there's an idea.
I know that it's in Phoenix, but I think Phoenix already, you know, I addressed this a little bit. They already got a lot of teams, right? And not all of their teams do that well. Like, for instance, Arizona Coyotes, the hockey team. They don't do so well.
if you've ever listened to Paul Bissonnette talk, they're a wagon, man. If you ever listen to Spit and Chicklets, the Yotes are a wagon.
I don't know what that means.
It's a hockey podcast, the Barstool Dome.
No, I don't know what a wagon means.
They're not good. No one even cares. Anyway, Tucson.
Don't take away from Jason right now.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, Jason.
Tucson is a college town with University of Arizona, huge hub for people, students,
like kids,
people who want to have a good time, people who want to do shit. they're going to have a lot of people. It's also, like, small enough and far enough away from Phoenix, but also close to Phoenix, that if people want to come from Phoenix, they can, you know? and it's further south, so maybe we get some guys driving up from Mexico.
Ooh.
Anyways, so the name is the Tucson Sentinel because originally Tucson was created as a military fort, and, like, a sentinel is, like, a guard. You know, like something that stands guard, like the, you know, those like towers on castles. Those are like sentinel towers.
Okay.
Also, there's a sentinel peak in the city, which is like the tallest peak in the city. So it like watches over the city, and like the mountain is called Sentinel Peak.
Your explanation made me fall in love with the name. It's like so like Chicago Fire, like Kansas City Wizards, like it's
there's
so
a
like
reason. There's yeah. When I thought of this, I was like, no way, this is great.
That I respect the name a lot. I didn't like the name right away. I'm gonna be honest, but
I thought it was a newspaper at first.
Oh, that's a good point. That could be confused.
Competing with the local newspaper.
Really is good,
shit.
Though. Like the sentence,
I like it.
Like, that's really good.
I like it, Jason.
Anyway, so our logo will be like, you know, the basis of this area is like those colorful mosaic tiles. So this is going to be in the shape of a shield with like the castle turret, like centrally located. I want to use like some bright colors in the logo because the region is very colorful, like in their art. But the background will be like a darker blue. And the turret will be, like, a deep purple. And then the word Sentinel will be, like, in all caps in front of it. Outlined with white. And the inner color would be, like, an orangish red. Like, somewhere in between. Like, not, like, a dark red. But not, like, a nice orange. It'd be, like merged.
Okay.
And that's, like, on the top part of the logo. And then the lower part will have like the established 2020.
I like it. I'm a fan.
The forgotten year.
Well, you also have like a very interesting it's the crony year. But you have like a unique color pattern to Major League Soccer. So far, Jason, you have an A+ in my head.
Okay. Now my jerseys are coming in. My jerseys are coming in. So
jerseys.
Like I said, color's like a pretty big part of the region. So the teams and the jerseys will reflect that. So the home jerseys will be like a like a deep purple. And, you know, I'm trying to think of an example for this. But, like, it's like a gradient from the bottom up. So, like, the top is purple, but the bottom up is like a red-orange fade.
Yeah, I got you.
And then the away jerseys, like, since we have to have white, I guess, will be sort of similar to PSG's jerseys, where it's like it'll have two stripes down the middle that are kind of thin, the one purple and one orange.
Okay, that's I'm not crazy about the home jersey, but I like the away jersey better so far.
Yeah, the away jersey is a little classier. It took me a while to think of jerseys. Okay, so sponsors. For the team. So I have two. The easy one would be to say Walmart because it's got, like, a huge basis there. And, like, a lot of the city is employed by Walmart, like, Walmart, the company. But I thought, like...
No, I thought you were talking about Walmart, the cow. I don't fucking know.
The other mart of walls.
Yeah. All right.
Store that sells walls.
Anyway, the maybe controversial sponsor could be Raytheon Missile Systems.
Oh my god, Raytheon.
Because it connects to the team name and it's like a very big defense company.
See, I understand why that's controversial, but with the team name, and I don't know what the logo looks like.
It was my number one. I was like, oh, Raytheon. No fucking way.
And it just sounds powerful.
And they're based in Tucson.
I need you to pick one.
I didn't know that.
All right, we're going to go with Raytheon.
Yep. You sure? Controversial Jason. That's what we call him.
It was going to be Tim Jason, but now it's words controversial in front of my name.
This is the only way. Tim,
controversial Timber.
Ooh, Timber controversial.
Am I always controversial? I feel like this is not that often.
You just picked a really controversial sponsor.
Yeah.
For your fake team.
It's a fake team, so I feel like I could get away with this one. And we need to make money somehow. Come on.
Hey, defense. I almost said defense sponsors. I mean, they just, whatever. They make a lot of money.
Anyway, so the stadium.
They have all kinds of money to throw at shit.
The name of the stadium will be the Tucson Canyon. Because it will have two, like, large grandstands on the sides. And the ends will be, like, the standing room only walls.
Tucson Canyon. That's Canyon. I almost said Canyon.
Yeah.
Canyon. I like it.
Like the Grand Canyon and, like canyons.
Yeah, like all those famous canyons out there. Yeah.
Like the grand one, like the others.
The not so grand one, yeah, all of them. I got you.
The mildly grand canyon.
Okay.
I didn't like pick a stadium location, but I did say like it'll be located like I guess like centrally, I guess, into the city, as close to the city, but if not, it would be north of the city, so like people driving from Phoenix had like an easy way to get there.
So you're trying to connect to that Phoenix market as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. You gotta do
what you gotta do.
Honestly, my only complaint with your entire team, and it's what I said. I feel like you're gonna fight a little bit of that Phoenix Rising.
Yeah, we'll fight them and we'll beat them.
Oh shit! Okay.
Well, maybe MLS money will like defeat anyone. So.
Yo, those Phoenix Rising fans though are like hardcore fans.
Well, yeah, Jason goes dollar Phoenix beer night, and still. He's gonna win.
Yeah, we're gonna have dollar beer night. We're gonna have free beer night.
Oh shit!
I don't we're sponsored by a defense system.
You guys have dollar beer night. We got quarter beer night. What's up?
We have penny beers.
That's exactly how the Wrigley Field like got destroyed, wasn't it? Like
yeah.
Jason?
Thoughts? Yeah, I think maybe.
Wait, Jason. Like, so am I writing down quarter beer night or no?
Oh, write it down. Yeah, write it down.
Okay. I'm taking notes on your team.
I'm glad. Okay, so this like UNESCO, the United Nations Education Science. Okay, I should have prefaced this. I'm moving on to food and drink in the city.
Okay, great. We should have known because he said quarter beer night.
Obviously.
He said quarter, yeah.
UNESCO, United Nations Education, Science, and Culture Organization, picked Tucson as one of, like, the cities that is part of, like, the UNESCO tag, being, like, culturally and creative are, like, the main factors in deciding that. The network supports designated cities in becoming hubs of creativity and cultural production. And one of the things in their bio or whatever says that, do you know what gastronomy means? I should have looked this up.
The science of gastronomy.
Gastro is food. So it's a science of food.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, because the Tucson City of Gastron. Exactly. Yeah, the Tucson City of Gastron.
Should have been the Tucson Gastronomies. That's what it should have been.
Anyway, can I finish?
No.
Their mission is growing a sustainable desert community by supporting our creative food cultures. And there's like a huge food truck culture in Tucson from my understanding and readings. So my stadium, the Tucson Canyon, will be able to be driven into, and instead of like your standard concession stands, food trucks will just cycle. Not like during games, like before games, they would drive in, park in like the designated concession parking spot, like around the stadium, and each game it could be different. And so food trucks are like rotating in the stadium from game to game.
I love that idea.
That's like literally incredible. as someone who works for not a food truck, but something like that. Like, that truly is, like, an incredible concept.
It's awesome. I thought of this, I was like, how can I incorporate, like, this food scene into the stadium? And, like, why has no one thought of this? Like, Jason, I don't think this would be that difficult to do.
After this episode, I think you got to send some DMs over to Phoenix Rising.
No, not Phoenix Rising.
Hey, boom,
this is for his team, man. This is for his team.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jason, you sound like a billionaire.
You might want to send this to the patent office, though.
Or FC2. Or FC Tucson.
Honestly,
too.
Like, if someone got this, like, idea from me and actually implemented, someone like with the money and means to do it, I would be ecstatic. Like, I think this would be the coolest idea. Like, this is gonna bring people there.
When this episode comes out, just send the link to FC Tucson and Phoenix Rising and just see what happens. I'm saying. I'll do it if you don't.
All right. Anyway, I'm moving on.
Yep.
So the supporters group will be labeled, like, their name will be called the Barricade.
Not too high on that. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Not too high on that.
I don't really, like, so I think of it as, like, a blockade, but I don't know. I like
the blockade much better.
The blockade? Yeah. Those are, like, the two options.
Sam, what do you think?
I mean, between the blockade and the barricade?
Don't say it like that, bro.
Probably blockade.
All right, so we're going blockade.
So it's voted.
And then the connection to the community. So this might, you guys might not agree with that. I'd be interested to see what you think. But the city is known for its sky. Like, the city code has, like, a dark sky code to regulate brightness. So,
you know, he literally went through city code for this.
Yo,
I am
Sam,
literally
you didn't
crashing.
Go this deep.
I mean, god damn.
Anyway, while lights are, like, obviously frequently used in stadiums for, like, building hype before kickoff, like, the first, like, the 5 minutes before kickoff, and then it would probably stop, like, 30 seconds before kickoff so people could see. But there'd be no lights on in the stadium, so it'd just be, like, the fans chanting in the darkness.
Oh, my God, Jason.
It'd be, like, their own, sick. Like, instead of, like, just a banner for the TIFO, like, it would just be them chanting.
Wait, I have an idea.
Some flares going on?
I like the flares idea, but how about a TIFO made out of lights? Like,
you could do that too. Yeah. I think you could have your traditional TIFO if you wanted, but, like, the first 5 minutes before kickoff, it's somewhat to, like, when I think of, like, Liverpool, and when everyone walks out, they're all singing "You Never Walk Alone." It'd be like that, but it would just be absolute darkness.
I love this. Okay.
That's my team.
Alright, I'm just asking, you can say no if it's out there. Did you give any thought to players?
I didn't.
It's okay. Coaching
I didn't
staff?
Know where to start, and I didn't want. That was a rabbit hole I didn't want to go down.
So, I'm just going to quickly recap everything that you said, and you tell me if I'm missing anything important that you want the listeners to really understand from the Tucson Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
So, bright colors, a blue, purple, white, orangish, red, and that's how the jerseys are going to look as well. The white, the away jersey being white and more clean looking. Mm-hmm. The sponsor is going to be Raytheon, controversial Jason. Stadium is Tucson, hashtag controversial Jason.
That's actually a really good hashtag. Can we make sure to keep that?
I like that. Okay, right.
I don't do this that often.
The stadium name is the Tucson Canyon, right?
Yes.
The food, you'll have a rotating food truck type culture come in. So every single home game could be different food trucks, or the food trucks are located in different spots. You're also having a quarter beer night. I respect that. The supporters group, they are going to be called the Blockade. And then your kind of supporters group kind of community connection there is that 5 minutes before kickoff, you have fans chanting in the darkness, maybe some light TIFO instead of that normal traditional TIFO, but you can have that traditional TIFO once the lights kick on. Is it sounding right?
Yeah, he pretty much hit it.
Okay, cool. I like it. I respect it.
Thank you.
Awesome. So that's the Tucson Sentinel. Sam, your turn to follow that up.
I like that. Your turn. Good luck.
The way you said it was actually really funny.
I mean, hey, I'm ready. Let's do this. All right. So the city that I picked is much closer to home than Tucson is to Jason.
You don't know.
Yeah, Jason moved. I mean, you don't know.
Don't you live in Chicago? Shut up.
No, I live in Phoenix.
I live in Phoenix. Oh, good.
No, I live in Chicago.
Oh, sorry. I mean, actually, I guess it is closer than Portland to Tucson.
Oh, yeah. True. Oof. Controversial Portland Timber Jason.
Oh, my God.
Controversial Timber Jason. All right,
these nicknames are all just, like, a one word, and then you just put my name after it.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Nicknames are really easy when you think about them. Okay. Without further ado, we're good. I'm appreciating this. I'm getting more whiskey in me as well.
I think I'm the one that's going the most off topic here.
No, we're good. We're fine.
Nah.
We're good.
I have a lot of in me.
Oh, is that what we're drinking tonight?
Yeah, I'm down to tequila, gin, and Gatorade is the only thing I can mix it with. So, yep.
Oh,
yep. No.
I'm struggling over here.
That sounds like a headache.
I'm struggling, boys.
Are liquor stores in New York not considered essential?
No, liquor stores are essential. So I have access to liquor stores, which I'm fine with tequila. I like tequila. But the mixer is where I'm struggling. Because food stores, like, I'm not stepping my ass in a food store unless absolutely necessary.
Do your liquor stores not sell, like, mixers?
No. Just straight up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, ours like have a whole section of just like Coke, Pepsi, like all that kind of shit, so you can mix it.
Can I ask you guys this real quick? In New York, like I can walk into like a CVS and there's like beer, wine. Like you can't buy liquor there, but like I can buy beer and wine at like a CVS or like a Duane Reade or some shit like that. Do you guys like have that?
Wait, say that again.
So, no, like, I can walk into, like, CVS, you know, like, or, yeah. I don't know.
I hate you.
You guys. Like, you can walk right in there and you can buy beer or wine at a CVS. Like, I know PA doesn't have it because I went to school in PA.
Nope. We can do that.
Oh, shit.
I got a shitload of beer at 7-Eleven all the time.
Oh, my God.
7-Eleven.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Okay,
wait,
cool.
Why?
Thanks,
why is
Jason.
It bad?
Not all states have
we
that.
We can't do it. In Maryland, we have laws that say you can only buy it from, beer, wine, and liquor stores. Like, yeah, it does. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, when I went away to school for 4 years in PA, PA is the same way, and it fucking sucked.
I've never dealt with that. I've always just assumed everyone had it.
Nope.
Oh, Sam. I apologize. No,
we're good, because when I visited this this city recently, it shocked me when I went to go and pick up groceries that I could also get beer. So
okay.
Hint, not that any of you guys know where I travel to.
Virginia.
Actually, yeah. No. So,
hold it.
My MLS franchise will be in Virginia Beach, in the Virginia Beach Norfolk area in Hampton Roads. And my reason behind this is that if you ever see the top 10 most watched or top 10 ratings for soccer in America, the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area is always in the top 10, usually even top 5. So people there love their soccer, and they just don't have a team. And so I figured, why not put one there? And for a place that I know as well as I do, I figured I could come up with something here.
Okay.
So, obviously we already have a lot of soccer fans in the area. Virginia Beach is a 30-minute drive from Norfolk, so it's a very close area. But I figured put it at the beach. Give us a team on the water, because what's the closest thing we have to that now, like actually like on the water where I want to put my stadium? Miami's not close.
Just bring in an aircraft carrier and make that the stadium.
You know, I dream of that. I don't actually think it's wide enough. Is it?
Ooh, it's just a super long it's like Citi Field. I mean, it's like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's
well,
just
we definitely don't want that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you're on an aircraft carrier.
So no one else is on the water. So I'm going to put my stadium on the water, but I'm going to get to my stadium later. So my team name is called the Virginia Beach Sunliners. And a Sunliner is a is the name of one of the flight squadrons of the flight the fighter jets on one of the carrier squads at the naval base in Virginia Beach. So really local. It's one of the fighter groups there. So the a Sunliner, although not like a real thing, is the idea of, you know, flying so close to the sun that nothing else can follow it. So like flying super high. So my team motto is fly too close and you'll get burnt.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. that's right. I'm proud. The colors are going to be navy blue and orange. The closest thing to that, I guess, is Cincinnati, but navy blue is a little, you know, nice and dark. So I'm not copying.
No, okay. Just want to make it understood. You're not.
No, obviously not copying. The logo is going to be a navy blue circle with an orange triangle, kind of pointed up, like it's like that's the plane and it's like flying, with some orange lines behind it to indicate movement. And I it's the worst description for something that I've drawn out and cannot describe any better than that. Like, I swear I have a better idea of this in my head, and I can't describe it.
You have a blue circle, orange triangle, and lines. Got it.
Lines. And then underneath is, like, the motto.
Maybe you do the motto in Latin.
Yeah,
and you'll get burned.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, underneath is the motto. Like, you have a second motto that just says underneath, and I was so...
Yeah, you know what up underneath some of that wire shit.
Oh god.
Oh, Jesus. All right, do we have any questions so far on that?
No, I'm following.
All right. Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to, you know, my goal with this was to be, you know, local support. The biggest industry in Virginia Beach is the military. So kind of like do that. The people are going to come out if they feel like they're supported. So I know that the local like baseball team and stuff, they do that. So I figure why not do that with this, but on a bigger scale. So okay. Our jerseys, our jerseys, not, I'm not overly good at designing a jersey. I don't have to be because Adidas isn't very overly well at designing a jersey anyway. So it's really not a big deal to me what my jersey looks like, but I figure the home jersey is navy blue. Just like solid navy blue, obviously logo on the chest, orange sleeves with blue shorts. I want to be like same color shorts top, and then the away jersey is going to be white with like, and again in my head this looks really cool and I can't describe it, but orange triangles to make like a mosaic pattern up half, which to me kind of reminds me of like. It was either New York City's or Sporting Kansas City's jersey. It had like some triangles up the side one year.
Vancouver.
Was it Vancouver?
I think so.
Was that that jersey I sent you? That could have been.
I think it was Vancouver like 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay. But so you kind of know what I'm saying though in my head. Mm-hmm. All right. So like, yeah, with like so that like mosaic pattern and then orange shorts. So like that, you know, white shirt, some orange triangles, and then the orange shorts. Our sponsor is going to be Marriott, because it's a beach town. Not as controversial. Well, I'll get there later. Again, military area.
Wait, so you, I mean, you guys locked up like, you know, free hoteling for all your players on away days.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a
beach town. You know, you gotta support the people that are there. And Marriott is very prominent in the Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads area. So you get Marriott to sponsor you, and you know, you get some hotels. It's easy to get a hotel in a new city when you go and travel to some of these places. So
there's a Marriott everywhere.
Marriott, it's everywhere. You know, you're always going to find one. Maybe not in Vancouver, but you never know. All right. All right. So that's the sponsor. So far, pretty normal. Yeah. So next up is the stadium. Oh. Sorry, I'm still drinking. This is fantastic. my stadium location is going to be hopefully like right by the boardwalk. There's this large area by the boardwalk that you're able to. Unfortunately, right now it's parking. I'm fucked the parking. Destroy the parking. Build this stadium.
And, yeah, you can just drive your boat up to it. Don't worry.
That's what I'm saying. Right, like my idea is that I want a stadium on the water, right by the boardwalk, so that all these businesses are still getting all their business. but people are going to be traveling to go to these games on the water. Of course, you know, like you can have the boats outside the water, like University of Tennessee for their football games. They were right on the river. They got all the boats out on the river doing their tailgating before games. All the kayakers outside of San Francisco's baseball stadium trying to catch those balls and stuff. Stuff like that. I want that kind of atmosphere, like outside on the water.
Okay.
And so ideally I want it on the water. If this doesn't work, there is a spot.
I mean, this works in your head, man.
You're right. But I made a second location if I had to.
All right.
But
this is the training facility.
Yeah, the training facility is going to be closer to Norfolk, up by the bay. But that doesn't really matter because we're not all looking at maps right now.
I don't know.
So the stadium is going to be called. So the whole title is going to be Lockheed Martin Field, because obviously you got to get that government contractor name in there, at Hampton Roads Stadium, because the people down there like love Hampton Roads, which is the name of the that big community where Norfolk, Virginia Beach, and Williamsburg is. That's Hampton Roads. So they want to be in that community. So we call it Hampton Roads Stadium, but we still sell out the name for the field. So we still get that sponsorship money, get that nice government money, but we keep like a traditional name. Kind of like
doubling down.
Double down. That way you keep the local, but you still get that sponsorship. So that's what I'm doing.
I feel like fans would eventually just be like, yeah, you're going to Hampton Roads for the game? Like, that's what I feel like.
I mean, that's what I want.
That's like, cool.
So like at the University of Maryland, it's called their football stadium is called Bird Stadium, but it's like Capital One Field at Bird Stadium. So they still get the sponsorship money, but then everyone calls it Bird. So like that's my idea. You just call it Hampton Roads, but you know you still get the sponsorship money from Lockheed Martin. I designed this stadium after MapFree in Columbus. Not going to be as big. I want 15,700 seats because it's not as big of a community, but that way you can almost guarantee a packed house. Like Audi Field's 20,000 people. They're not filling that up every week in a crowded metro area. So I figure 15,000 seats, you can pretty much fill that up with the locals and the traveling supporters and people who just want to go to the beach and watch a soccer game.
Yeah.
So that's my kind of idea. In terms of food, because Jason hit on food, so I'm going to also hit on food, but not anywhere near as genius as Jason did.
You know, sometimes genius is almost frightening.
Genius controversial timber Jason.
All I can say is, besides, like, you know, obviously the traditional food that you see at most games, like at any stadium, like hot dogs, pretzels, soda, shit like that. Obviously, we're going to have Coke product, and unfortunately Heineken, because
fuck that's Pepsi elite product.
Fuck that. Heineken's, of course, a league sponsor, but we're gonna do big up on seafood because we're right on the Chesapeake Bay and right on, and especially obviously right on the water. That is fresh seafood you're gonna have: crab cake, shrimp, do things like that, like lobster, good. Things like that. Just imagine all the food you can get that's local, freshly caught, right to the stadium, right into your mouth. Like that's my idea. Is just go from the local fisherman kind of thing. And that way it's quick and simple. And then also, Virginia Beach has a big craft beer scene, which, as you guys know, is big for me. So not that this means anything for either of you, but Commonwealth Brewing Company is a very big brewery down there. That's why I want to be like the main beer sponsor for the brewery or for the stadium. Do we have any questions on the stadium so far?
Question, Sir Samuel.
Answer.
how much Old Bay will be shipped into the stadium each and every week?
So it's funny, I don't really understand why Old Bay is only a Maryland thing, but it's pretty much only a Maryland thing.
It's only a Maryland thing.
It is. So like Virginia, like they don't Old Bay is it's like a seafood seasoning, but in Maryland we put it on literally everything we eat. It's really good.
Beer. They rim like beers with it.
I have never heard
of it. My Twitter photo is literally me with a rimmed glass of Old Bay on a beer. I would be willing to find some for you, Jason. It's good. Like, I put it on fries. So,
I mean, you gave me a pretty good endorsement. I was trying to find the word. Sometimes
it's delicious.
Sam, I'm gonna go quick, like side story, real quick. Like in college, since where I was in PA, like it was really southern PA, so I was right on that Maryland border. Right, we had a lot of Maryland, yeah, like we had a lot of Maryland kids come up to the school, and like, you know, and you're one of them probably. You walk around with your Maryland flag shorts and you're all proud of Maryland and all of that.
Dude, I've got a Maryland flag tattoo on my back.
Yeah, see, everyone in Maryland has something with that flag somewhere on their body. But so like, you know, they would constantly like rim their fucking beer in Old Bay, and I'm like, yo, like it's definitely not that good.
One day I did it,
and it's pretty goddamn good. I do have to say, like, I don't know if I can do every single drink like that, but it's pretty good.
It's we do it with Natty Bo, and it's called a Botini. It's just a Natty Bo rimmed with Old Bay. It is good, but I couldn't do a lot of them because that spice starts to burn into your lips.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I used to carry that everywhere I went. No, we're good. Any other questions? We'll have Old Bay. Obviously, we're going to have Old Bay because those Marylanders, they're going to come down.
I was worried. I was really worried.
I'm sure you were. All right. For the supporters group, I have two. One of them is pretty much just like for my own personal enjoyment, but the one is going to be called the Inferno, and that's because the Sunliners, their call sign that they use is called the Inferno. That brings it in. That's their call sign for the flight group. And the other one is going to be called the Reapers. That's my grandfather used to fly out of Virginia Beach, and his flight group is called the Reapers. So I just kind of want to throw that in there. And these guys,
hey, if you're the owner, they're trying to dedicate themselves to the club owner.
Yeah, I really support these supporters. They're great. I'm going to support them. So these guys, they're besides the military group, there is a large German population down in Virginia Beach. So these guys, at least in my head, they're going to model themselves after these German supporters groups like Dortmund, like Bayern, like even Leipzig and shit like that. Like they're going to be crazy. So that at the stadium we have like that yellow wall, but it's going to be obviously blue and orange instead. I'm like doing hand motions like you guys can see, and it's really, really silly. I'm literally waving at nothing. Like, oh yeah, like it's waving flags and shit. No. And then the one thing I want them to do, because it is still the military, and if you guys have ever watched a Naval Academy or Army or Air Force football game before, is after their team scores a touchdown, they do push-ups. So these supporters are going to do some push-ups after we score goals.
Ooh. You are going to have the most fit supporters group in America.
Well, I mean,
the worst offense in MLS.
I'll bring up my players. I only have two players that I really thought about for this because I was kind of running low on time. Chris Durkin, who obviously used to play for DC United. And is now playing in like Sweden. I don't know. He's actually playing in Belgium. He's on loan in Belgium right now. But anyway, Chris Durkin is he's from Richmond, Virginia, which is about an hour outside of Virginia Beach. So it'd be like bringing almost a local boy back. So that'd be really nice. I also would bring in Vincent Janssen, who is right now. I think he was one of the top scorers in the Mexican League last season. Came from Spurs. He was the top scorer in the Netherlands 2 years prior. Just a really good scorer.
Know how to win anything if he's from Spurs.
I mean, he just won the Mexican League last season. He's going to be my first DP signing. Get someone else from Monterrey up here. And then my first head coach, DeMarcus Beasley, because why not? Why not have DeMarcus Beasley come and coach my team? I can imagine that man has seen literally everything. Like, he could coach anyone.
I respect the hell out of that.
My last thing I have is I do have, like, ideas about a development academy. Not that that's much anymore, but Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads in general, they have an NPSL team and a UPSL team. So my idea is to create those as stepping stone teams on the way to the first team because it's one becomes like a U17 team, one becomes a U18, U19 like college team, and then those become your stepping stones to the pros as well as a youth system pulling from Williamsburg and Upper North Carolina, because Virginia Beach is really right on that line, and you pull kids from that area, and then you lead them up to the first team through those two leagues. You have the MPSL is that college developmental league that we have right now, so you'd be able to have them play tough competition before going and making their ways up to the pros. So that's it for me.
I honestly was waiting for you to throw in your lower league stuff, because I know you love lower league, and I'm yeah. not as deep in the weeds, but I love it too. So I respect the hell out of that. I mean, Sam, clearly, like, look, you didn't go into like town codes like Jason did. I understand that. But
you know what? If I did, it would have turned out that you had to turn your lights off because half the people in the town are probably like 60 and older.
It's okay. They're doing push-ups. They're getting fit. Okay.
They're going to be the fittest in the country.
The fittest 60-year-olds you've ever seen. It will beat the coronavirus.
So, Jason, do you have any questions before I run through Sam's quickly outlining his team?
No, I my only comment is I like your team, Sam. I would go support.
I like your team, Jason.
I like the name of the stadium. Oh, Hampton Roads is dope.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. And Hampton Roads has like all those it's got a bunch of colleges from William and Mary, Old Dominion, things like that. So like it's a college area, so you're gonna get all those young kids too who really love soccer anyway.
Hey, we're on the same page there.
Exactly.
So all that logic.
We're all these dumb young kids who just like soccer at a young age, and they're all gonna go to games on their parents' budget. So it's fine. Yeah.
Hey, that's fine. You don't care.
I was going to say, I don't care. I'm just owning this team for $500 million.
So, Sam, you are the owner of the Virginia Beach Sunliners. Like you said, there's a lot of soccer fans in the area. They watch a lot of soccer. Your team's motto is fly close and you'll get burned, if I got that correct. Your team's colors are navy blue and orange with a logo that is a navy blue circle with an orange triangle with some lines behind it. That's simulating movement. Got that.
I'm really going to have to draw this. Jason, if you can help a brother out. I know you're a designer.
The home jersey is navy blue with orange sleeves and blue shorts. The away jersey is white with orange triangles and orange shorts. The jersey sponsor is Marriott. The stadium, which you prefer to be right on the boardwalk, stadium next to the water, is going to be Lockheed Martin Field at Hampton Roads Stadium. So you get double that money. You're shooting for like a map free style stadium with around 15,700 seats. That was a number.
Probably specific, but like,
it's okay.
That seems to fit for me.
It's fine. If it works, and that's, you clearly went there, you measured out the area. You're like, this is totally 15,700.
This would do it, man. This would do it.
So you have the traditional food, but you also want to bring in a solid like ocean to stadium seafood situation. Lots of Old Bay, lots of Old Bay.
All the Old Bay.
And you also want,
which we have to make Jason taste now.
Yeah, Jason, you have to taste it.
I never had it.
It tasted on a beer. They don't make Commonwealth Brewery. That's your, you want to be like your local beer sponsor, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Supporters groups. You got the Inferno and the Reapers. They are going to be modeled after like the crazy Bundesliga supporters groups. Probably like Dortmund is a pretty good example for people to think of. And they do push-ups after your team scores goals, so super fit. You have two players off the top of your heads, Chris Durkin from DC United and Vincent Janssen from formerly of your favorite team, Spurs. He's going to be your first DP signing.
Yep. From head the Mexican coaches, league, though. I'm going from Mexico here.
Yeah, Monterrey, of course. Am I right, Monterrey?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's it.
Sweet, okay. Head coach is going to be DeMarcus Beasley, run DMD, because you got to bring a legend in. And then you want to set up a solid development academy type system with the MPSL and UPSL teams in the area, kind of setting up like a system that way of kind of moving up and then eventually working your way to the first team.
That's it.
All right. No taking is over for Thomas.
Oh, all right, Tom. Time to let yourself free here.
I've been so excited for this, guys.
I'm excited for this and kind of scared.
I'm excited.
Honestly, you guys went into way more depth than I thought you were going to, so I'm really proud. Yeah, and like I went into a similar level, I think. So
okay.
Sam, I kind of went oddly close to you, a little water themed, local for sure. So
mine was the most unique.
You are very unique in that category.
Very true.
So my team is going to be based on Long Island, and we are called the Long Island Sound. So if you don't know, the water that like is on the inside of Long Island is called the Long Island Sound. So it kind of like geographically matches, but I really thought it's kind of like Jason, like yours, like a cool like team name to the location type of thing, not just like United or FC. So the Long Island Sound. So
are you gonna piss off the Sounders with that?
Nah, we're the LIS Sound. Don't worry about it. I didn't think about the Sounders. Don't worry. the logo's going to kind of look similar to Brighton's. You know how Brighton has like the seagull.
Oh, with the little bird?
Yeah, the seagull in the blue circle. Except that if you know anything about Long Island used to be known for its duck farm. So it's going to be a duck flying in front.
I thought they had that. That sounds phenomenal.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so Long Island back in the day, like we were like the mass, like the highest producers of duck in the country. So we had, like a bunch of. So ducks are gonna come up a lot. Duck is definitely like our mascot if we had a mascot. So it's gonna be a duck flying in front of the Montauk Lighthouse. Montauk Lighthouse is like if you think of like if anyone knows anything about Long Island, then you think of like that famous lighthouse on Long Island. That's what that is. So it's a duck flying in front of that with a green background. So that's kind of what I'm picturing.
What kind of green?
Like a
Jason, goddamn.
Is
it like Timbers green? That's what I want to know.
There's like dark greens. There's like lime greens. Like it makes a difference.
So I'm going for like a little bit lighter than like the Jets, if you can picture that.
Yeah,
kind of like a brighter Philadelphia Eagles green.
Okay. Oh, like that, like emerald.
Yeah. Like. So I'm not trying to like get on the Sounders level with the green of like lime rave green, but like I want like a darkish, like it's green, but like still kind of bright. And then that outer ring on the logo is going to be orange. So team colors are green and orange.
I think
it's unique a little bit, a unique color combo.
It's definitely unique.
And I'm also, I want to keep the orange because obviously, if you guys know anything about Long Island, the New York Mets and the Islanders are on Long Island. They, prominent color of their teams are orange, so I want to keep orange there for them. And then green.
Is there a local thing in the code about the color orange, or you just kind of like it?
I like the color orange. Okay. There's no, I didn't dive into any codes like Jason did.
I just wondering.
Yeah. And then I picked green. So I picked green because like Long Island used to be a lot of farmlands. I was thinking like green farms. So that there. So the jersey, keeping the green and orange, obviously. I'm thinking of like the home jersey kind of looking like the pinstriped Newcastle jerseys, but with green and orange. It makes you want to puke when you look at the jersey. That's what I'm aiming for. I couldn't think of an away jersey, but Sam, kind of, I guess, just following you, like white. And then, I don't know, you can picture something.
White with like a pattern or something.
Yeah, there's a pattern, and then the shorts are a color, you know. It's all cool.
they definitely have away jerseys, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's it's not just like a white t-shirt, guys. Don't worry. It's
not like Miami at all.
No, definitely not. So the jersey sponsor, I came down to a couple companies, but I'm down to two, and I need you guys to help me pick. Canon, Canon, the camera company. They're U.S. or I don't know, focused place. I can't think of the word. It's on Long Island, so Canon is on Long Island for the U.S.
like headquarters.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. That's why I need you here, Sam. And then King Cullen was the first ever food store in the United States and was located in Queens, which is on Long Island. So King Cullen or Canon, I don't really know.
Which one
we
has
made me money? Choose? I think you got to choose.
Well, I also put it in my opinion, Jason, and then you chose.
That is a good point.
Yeah. It's a really good
point. I'm going to give you that luxury.
Makes more money.
Yeah, I'm going to go Canon. Canon for sure. Yeah. All right, so Canon is the sponsor going across the middle of my green and orange pinstriped jersey. Fucking love that. The stadium.
We need our current sponsors to draw out our jersey ideas for us.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Canon. Don't worry.
I'll reach out to Raytheon Defense.
I just meant Invictus, but okay, guys.
You know, hey, I know you're probably pretty busy. I don't know what
especially
you
right
do.
Now.
Yeah, you probably are. Yeah, it's fine. All right, so the stadium. So to be a little bit selfish, I put the stadium kind of located like 15, 20 minutes from my house. So it's located in Patchogue, New York.
But doesn't it, if that's like Long Island time, isn't it still like an hour in traffic?
Nah, you're fine. Like, not it's by me. Fine. I'm taking local roads to get there. Everyone else can kind of figure it out.
You're smart.
Yeah, I'm smart. Don't worry. So I actually found like a perfect plot of land in Patchogue. It's called Sandspit Park. Sandspit Park has a ferry port. It has a ferry port connected to it that goes to Fire Island, which is like a party island that's like just off and off of Long Island. So my idea, kind of like what you were saying with yours, Sam, is you have the stadium right in Sandspit Park. It's not the name of the stadium, but that's where I'm putting it. And you have ferries coming in and out. You have people with their personal boats coming in and out, maybe pre-gaming, maybe watching. There's going to be an opening in my stadium where you can watch from the water if you want. So I think that's a solid idea, too. So I also think that we're going to have booze cruises going on during the game that we're selling tickets to. Not super expensive, but maybe like, you know, just enough to cover alcohol prices for people who just want to drink and watch from the water. They can be on there. And the stadium's name is going to be Rough Rider Park. If you guys don't know,
the LI Rough Riders.
Yeah. The Long Island Rough Riders. Thank you. The, USL League 2 team that has a pretty good history on Long Island. I'm kind of giving my little homage to them. Teddy Roosevelt, the original Rough Rider from Long Island. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's that. Okay, cool. Supporters group and culture. So I came down to a couple supporters groups names that I liked. Didn't really know what I want to go with. So I'm like, these are all supporters groups. So the Gold Coast.
That's a beauty.
Yeah, exactly. You can have as many as we want. The Gold Coast, mm-hmm. Like, you know, like a little Great Gatsby style. Like, that's what we're going with there.
Okay.
The LIE. That's the major highway that goes down Long Island, the Long Island Expressway. So the LIE. And then the Joel, Billy Joel from Long Island. If you grow up on Long Island, you know every fucking Billy Joel song and word, and people sing it and play it. The Joel, we're dedicating a supporters group to Billy Joel, and he is going.
Do they sing the most?
Yeah, they sing. They're the ones. Like, we sing Billy Joel songs like before games start. That's what we do. So awesome. Just thought of that on the spot. Really proud of myself.
That's a really good one.
So after every home win, the player of the game gets a golden bagel. So it's a golden bagel.
I like that.
If you guys, again, Long Island, known for their bagels. So the player of the game gets a golden bagel. And if a goalkeeper gets a shutout at home, they get a golden bagel as well. So kind of like what the Timbers do with the logs.
Sam just got
log
super
slices.
Excited.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great move. Makes me want to have a shutout that much more.
All right, so the stadium connections and kind of mural references. So the stadium is shaped
on his stadium.
So the stadium, this is inside the stadium. The stadium is shaped like Long Island, right? So you got like
exactly like the city's field, and no one likes how that field is shaped.
Hey, I like it. So you stop. So. Hey. Well, City Field's not shaped like Long Island.
It's Yankee Stadium.
It's not shaped like Long Island.
No, it's not shaped like Long Island, but are you going to have a regulation field there?
You know, we're going to bounce it, like bump it up wide enough so it's a regulation-sized stadium. Don't you worry. It's just the outside is shaped like it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, that's cool now. I feel cool now.
obviously,
stop fighting.
We're gonna have murals. We're gonna have murals painted on the walls of the inside of the stadium. Mural references to Everyone Loves Raymond, King of Queens, Long Island Medium, Great Gatsby, Spider-Man, Friends, all Long Island shit.
Long Island Medium.
All Long Island shit. Hey, that girl with her fucking big ass hair, she's on there.
Do you know
we're
her?
I don't know her, unfortunately. That's like the same question I got from everyone at college, but it's fine. We're gonna invite a lot of celebrities to the stadium. Like, we want to be connected to people, famous people from Long Island.
Are you
Crystal
gonna
let Dunn?
Spike Lee in the normal doors?
No, man. Crystal, fuck Spike Lee. First of all,
fuck
don't like that.
Spike Lee's got to go in the special doors.
Yeah, no, Spike Lee's walking in with everyone else. Crystal Dunn. She's from Long Island. She's definitely getting an invite. And if we ever get an NWSL team, first signing is going to be Crystal Dunn. When we get
by that team, man.
Sue Bird, we're inviting her because you know when you invite Sue Bird, Megan Rapinoe's got to come. LL Cool J, Alec Baldwin, Boomer Esiason, Kevin James, Flava Flav, 50 Cent, Billy Joel, Jerry Seinfeld, Ray Romano, David Goss from Extra Time. All these people are going to be invites to Long Island because they're all from Long Island, grew up on Long Island, have that strong connection to Long Island. Okay.
Got really excited there. You good?
I'm very excited. I kind of got lost. I lost where I was. So
he started to listen off celebrities and I went, whoa, slow down.
Oh, you're going to show up to a Long Island Sound game and 50 Cent on the sideline. Okay. Like, come on. So, the further west than the stadium's broken out into four sections. The further west is Brooklyn and Queens, and then as you go further east, you get Suffolk and Nassau. Those are the four counties.
So, like, the names of your four
counties?
Okay.
So, like, it's, like, the four, like, seating sections. So, like, if you get a ticket, it's going to say, like, Brooklyn, and you go sit in Brooklyn, which is just farther west.
I dig that.
So, when you're farther west in the Brooklyn and you're in the Brooklyn and Queens sections, there's going to be like mini, like an Arthur Ashe Stadium where the U.S. Open for tennis is. There's going to be like a mini City Field, a mini giant globe from Men in Black. And then when you go farther east, you have like, so the one end of the stadium is going to have a lighthouse that every single time we score a goal, the lighthouse goes, like the light just goes around. There is going to be a giant duck out farther east because there is a giant wooden duck on Long Island. Farther out.
Wait, hold up, these ducks.
Yeah.
Is that a picture of me?
This is the best part. I just picture Sam as like a huge statue of Sam.
I forgot about until just now.
You guys Google just Google giant duck Long Island as I'm talking right now. And then also farther out east is gonna be a giant fish tank. Like we have like, you know, we're the ocean, right? Like our fish all around the stadium. So like I said, broken out to those four sections. So that's the design and the layout of the stadium. You guys have any questions so far?
Well, I really like this giant duck. I already found it. Great.
That's the giant duck out of Long Island. That there's going to be a replica one in the stadium.
I like it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. All right, so you're going to have that? By the way, all I can say right now, Tom, is like, I really wish you were an architect because the stadium sounds amazing.
Someone should give me a fucking team. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I'm really excited.
For later.
I'm really excited about the food and the drinks. So instead of like traditional, like you're going to have like the burgers, hot dogs, like fries, nachos, all that shit, right? But we're going to have mini stands that kind of represent like what you're going to find like around different sections of Long Island. So we're going to have mini deli stands where you can buy bagels, sandwiches, knishes, latkes, like traditional like deli food, like bagels and shit, but then also like the Jewish traditional food that like is all around Long Island with that stuff. There's going to be mini bodegas that you're going to sell like tacos, empanadas and such like that you would find like all in like Queens and Brooklyn. Mini Italian shops sell pizza, mozz sticks, you know, garlic knots, stuff like that. Mini seafood spots are kind of going along with what you said, Sam. We're going to have like oyster and clam bars, crab legs, lobster rolls, fried shrimp, fried fish, clam chowder, all that. Then the bars located in the Queens and Brooklyn section of the stadium, they're going to have like domestic craft beers, Long Island iced teas, of course, cocktails and stuff like that.
Newsflash for all you young people, there's no iced tea in that drink.
Nope, not at all. on the Suffolk and Nassau sections, there's going to be local beer spots. So Blue Point Brewing Company is probably the largest beer brewer on Long Island. So they're going to be like the beer supplier to us. And then kind of like out east, how there's a string of wineries out east on like Montauk and the Hamptons, we're going to have a string of local wine like carts, I guess, all from Montauk and the Hamptons, and they're going to supply it there. And it's just kind of be like a layout similar to that. And, you know, we also are going to have, like, for the non-alcoholic, for the children, 32-ounce styrofoam half and halves. You know, you have to be in a styrofoam cup, has to be wrapped up in plastic, and it has to be half and half. So that's what I went with there. That's a Long Island deli for you. Okay, so now to the actual soccer. That's just the vibe around the stadium. The actual soccer. We have direct MLS rivalries with NYCFC and the Red Bulls, right? That's there. We're going to set up a USL championship connection, like a loanee system with Queensborough FC once they get set up, David Villa's team. We're going to set up an academy system with the USL League 2 side, the Long Island Rough Riders. Like I said, we homage them to the stadium, but they're going to be connected to us, kind of similar to what you have, Sam, like an academy system where we can have kids in college working, then maybe they go up to another level or they go up to Queensborough in the USL Championship and then they come to us. We're going to have a direct Long Island rivalry with the New York Cosmos of NISA. The Cosmos fans aren't going to like us. Cosmos fans are very dedicated to their team. So we're going to have an annual preseason game every single year with them for a trophy. Like the trophy is called the LIT or LIT, and it's called the Long Island Trophy. That's all it is, the LIT. Obviously we would win that every year, but we also are going to set up, you know, relationships with major universities like Stony Brook, Hofstra, Queens College, stuff like that. We're going to be around. We're going to connect to the universities. Coaching staff, head coach is going to be John Walinak. He is the head coach of Red Bulls 2. He played for the Long Island Rough Riders for a long time. I'm going to bring him back to Long Island. Assistant coach, Aleko Eskandarian. He was a head coach for the Cosmos, so we're going to bring him in as an assistant coach on the squad. And the second assistant head coach, Mike Grella Dino, Long Island legend, he's coming back. And then our goalkeeper coach, Jimmy Maurer. Jimmy Maurer was he's a current FC Dallas goalkeeper. We're going to force him to retire because he was a longtime keeper for the Cosmos. And, I want him to be the goalkeeper coach. So, roster construction, this is my final part. I want to focus on, like, you know, the promotion of local talent, right? So working with universities, the Rough Riders, and then working them up through the USL team to us. But I also want to kind of take on a lot of CONCACAF talent. Like, I want to go out and I want to get, like, you know, guys from, like, Curacao and Canada and, like, bring them and we're going to develop them there. But if I'm looking at like guys in MLS who are from Long Island, Tim Parker from the Red Bulls, I think he would be like first easy choice to go get. Tim Melia from Sporting Kansas City, got to have a veteran keeper in net. Sean Nealis and Dylan Nealis, got to go get them. Dylan Nealis was the Inter Miami draft pick. Sean Nealis plays for the Red Bulls. And then I think players would love to come play for us. You come play in Central Long Island. You could head out to Montauk and the Hamptons during the summer, Long Island beaches all day. And then you could have easy ways to get into Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan through, like, you know, driving or the train or anything like that. But it's also, like, small enough where you're staying, like, close-knit community style. You know, so you're still connecting to people, connecting to the Long Island community, but you're still close to New York City if you want to go and be, like, in New York. Long Island has a large Italian, Jewish, and Mexican population. So I was thinking like a DP would represent something like that. I was thinking like Mario Balotelli, maybe get like, you know, an Italian connection there. Maybe a little Irving Lozano as my first DP. I'm not sure. Maybe those are too unrealistic. Maybe a more realistic thought, I was thinking Matteo Politano from Roma, right? Roma or Inter, one of the two. That's the Long Island Sound. I just talked a lot.
I'm digging this.
All right, so that's my team. That's the Long Island Sound. Any feedback, guys?
Hmm.
Okay, if you don't have any. I'll cry about it later.
I'm really just impressed.
You went. Like, I'm just like.
You picked my local hard. Man.
Yeah, I mean, I got coaching coaches that were, you know, local connections, and I'm a big fan of Aleko Eskandarian, so I forced the second and too. Mike Rella, so I had to force two assistant coaches, but it's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. We have plenty of coaches to teach the young talent we're developing. That's fine. We're forcing Jimmy Maurer to retire too. It's fine. Cool. So we have my Long Island Sound, Sam, your Virginia Beach Sunliners, and Jason, your Tucson Sentinels. Or Tucson Sentinel. Is there an S at the end of that?
No.
So okay, so just the Tucson Sentinel. I'm gonna throw this out on Twitter, probably connected to the tweet, and I'll throw it out on Instagram too. I haven't been able to post on Instagram since, you know, we don't have soccer, but I'll throw it out there. Vote on who you guys, which team you like the best, and maybe come up with some creative rivalries. Maybe some rivalries between the three of our teams. I think that we could do that as well. Maybe like a little Sounders, Timbers, Vancouver Cup. Something like that. I like that. All right, cool. Jason, do you have anything you want to say to the people before we get going?
I love you, people. Stay safe.
Yeah,
stay Jason, safe. Get ready to stop the recording. Sam, okay. Do you have anything to say to the people before we hang
up? Please continue, as I said last week, please continue to buy local for all those people who are losing their work, the restaurants, the breweries, the markets, things like that. If you can buy to-go food from a local restaurant as opposed to a franchise or a chain, please do that because we all truly appreciate it. That's all I got.
Okay. And if you guys want to see anything else from us, reach out to us. I can always throw it up an emergency podcast or video if you guys want anything from us, because of course you would. And on that note, everyone, stay safe and peace.